这一节我们要开始来看尼希米记。
In this session, we're going to start looking at the book of Nehemiah.
以斯拉记是重建圣殿。
The book of Ezra is the rebuilding of the temple.
重建圣殿就预表末世真教会的复兴。
It prefigures the revival of the true church in the last days.
末后圣灵降临呢，要将使徒时代的教会重新建立起来。
During the last days, the Holy Spirit will come down and reestablish the apostolic church.
所以今天我们宣道的工作就是重建圣殿的工作。
And today's our evangelical work is the work of rebuilding the temple.
那就尼希米记是重修城墙。
The book of Nehemiah is recording the rebuilding of the city wall.
城墙的建立
The rebuilding of the wall
就是关乎百姓的生活
is concerning the livelihood of the people.
所以是可以说今天教会团契生活的建立
is similar to today's the establishment of the fellowship among members.
从以斯拉记我们看到他们重建圣殿的过程。
From the book of Ezra, we study how they rebuilt the temple.
虽然所遇到很多的征战。
Even though they encountered many battles.
但是神带领他们。
But God guided them.
最后很顺利地完成。
And eventually they were able to successfully complete the rebuilding of the Holy Temple.
那现在我们要看尼希米记啊，这个重修墙垣。
Now we're going to look at the book of Nehemiah, the rebuilding of the wall.
这个工程啊，看起来好像并不是很困难。
It doesn't appear that this is a difficult task.
因为只是一个修补的工作。
It's just repairing the wall.
但是所遇到的征战困难却更大。
But in reality, the wars and the battles that they encounter is actually worse than rebuilding of the temple.
让我们看今天教会实际的工作。
If we look at the work that we have today in our church,
我们要传福音。给未信的人，让他们来相信。
We need to preach to those who have not believed, so that they will come to believe.
其实并不困难。
Actually, it's not difficult.
虽然有撒旦的阻挡。
Even though there's the work of Satan.
但圣灵的工作。
But there's also the work of the Holy Spirit.
一定会胜过撒旦。
And the work of the Spirit will overcome the work of Satan.
所以最后撒旦会退去。
And eventually.The Satan will back off.
那他受洗之后
After we baptize,
这圣殿就盖起来
Then this temple is built.
那接下来的那个信仰的生活
And the remaining, the life of the spiritual life of our faith.
所要遇到的征战试炼就更多了
What we will encounter andThe test is even more.
所以我从尼希米记里头啊，学习到说，今天要怎么样来建立我们教会团契的生活，也就是信仰的生活。
And today, from the book of Nehemiah, we're going to learn how we can build up the fellowship life in our church.
那我也发现说，为什么尼希米会受到那么多大的、那么多的。攻击那么多的征战
，and I also realize how why Nehemiah encountered so many attacks and he has to fight so many battles.
我体验到说，实际上，要建立教会团契的生活
，I realize that to establish the fellowship life among the members,
征战更多，困难更大。
You encounter more difficulties and you have more battles to fight.
因为那些敌人太多。
Because the enemies are too many.
那些敌人都是潜藏在我们当中的。
And the enemies are hiding among us.
所以我们要从尼希米记啊来学习这一方面的道理。
So we are going to learn the teaching from the book of Nehemiah.
如果我们能从尼希米记里头啊得到教训，那以后我们回去要建立教会团契的生活，可能就会比较容易。
If we learn from the book of Nehemiah, and then when we return to our local church, it'll be easier to establish the fellowship among members.
这是我个人的体验。
This is my personal experience.
那尼希米记，都是大致上以尼希米他一种回忆录来写的那种方式。
And the book of Nehemiah is written in the form of a personal memoir.
所以里面记载的关乎都是尼希米的事情。
And the book records things happened to Nehemiah.
所以大家可以说从整个尼希米记里头啊，我们都会看到尼希米。
And from the book of the entire book of Nehemiah, we'll see him in the book.
因此尼希米这个人在尼希米记里头 我一直很受感动。
And I'm very touched by this person, this prophet Nehemiah.
那我从他的身上学到很多。
And I also learned a lot from him.
这也是我们读尼希米记的时候可能是一个我们在学习的一个目标。
And this is our goal in studying the book of Nehemiah.
所以我的讲义里头大概都是以这样的一个路线。
And this is the directions of my handout as well.
可以做大家的参考。
For your reference.
尼希米记十三章啊。
Nehemiah chapter 13.
第一章到第七章是城墙的重修。
There are 13 chapters in the book of Nehemiah, and in chapters 1 through 7 is the repair of the wall.
这也是硬体的工作。
And that is the real work.
其实这个工程呢52天就完成，不到两个月。
In reality, they finished rebuilding of the wall in 52 days, less than 2 months.
那在第八章到十二章是信仰的奋兴。
And from chapter 8 through 12 is the revival of the faith.
这个是接续前面以斯拉的那种信仰。
This is the
一个复兴的工作。
This is the continuation of what Ezra has done.
那最后一章是尼希米再一次回来重整犹大人的信仰。
And chapter 13 is Nehemiah returned again to reform the faith of the Jews.
那以后，这个以色列人的信仰啊，可能从那个之后就比较定型下来了。
And from that time on, the faith of the Jews are more stabilized.
所以说，重建圣殿以后的信仰到这个尼希米记第十三章之后，可能就是这样定型下来。
And after chapter 13 of Nehemiah, that's how the faith of the Jews become stabilized.
他们非常重视摩西的律法。
They put emphasis on the teaching of Moses, the law of Moses.
那么发展到主耶稣来的时候啊，就形成了那个时候的文士法利赛人。
And continue to develop until the time of our Lord Jesus Christ and become scribes and Pharisees.
文士法利赛人他们非常重视这个律法的。
The scribes and Pharisees, they put a lot of emphasis on the laws.
而且呢已经超过了，超过神的旨意了。
And what they have done has gone beyond the will of God.
所以说有时候偏右了，这个就是偏了，没有守住啊这个神道，没有走在神的真正的正道上面。
They have not gone straight in the path of God. They have gone astray.
开始的时候我是热心啊，有一点过度。
In the beginning, their zeal was a little too much.
所以就会把律法的精神呢弄偏了。
So the spirit of the law has been twisted and been gone astray.
这个是法利赛人的形成。
This is the formation of the Pharisees.
现在反过来，像这个守律法，这个律法好像要来标榜人的什么，我特别圣洁，特别怎么样。
It becomes that keeping of the law is to show how a man is, how the holiness of a man.
成为要把一个人分别出来，好像他很特别的人。
Is to separate a man to show that he is special.
所以就成形成这个法利赛人。
And this become Pharisees.
那本来这个文士以斯拉他的用意并不是这样子。
In the beginning, the intent of scribe Ezra was not so.
但是后来有慢慢的有些人越走越偏，偏到最后主耶稣来的时候，那一些人反而成为不相信耶稣基督，并且呢把耶稣钉死的人。
And from that time on, they kept going astray until to the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only they do not believe our Lord Jesus Christ, they even crucify him on the cross.
也要提醒我们。
This is to remind us.
末后真教会千万不要有这样的这个偏偏离。
The true church in the last days, we should not have this kind of going astray.
我们的热心是好。
Our zealousness is good.
但是要按照真理的热心。
But we have to follow the truth.
不要标榜什么东西。
Do not give title to anybody.
所以说，很可惜看到当时的文士法利赛人。
It is sad to see that at the time those scribes and Pharisees.
那这种法利赛人的观念，其实它是随时都存在的。
And the thinking of Pharisees actually exists all the time.
在今天的教会里头，我们也很容易发现的。
In today's church, we can see those as well.
所以我们还是要很小心。
We have to be careful.
那我们再来看这个尼希米记。
Let's look at the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记，尼希米这个人呢，真的是很魔幻的一个敬神、爱人的、爱民的一个魔幻。
Nehemiah was a good example of serving God and also a person with love.
我们先看尼希米记第一章。
Nehemiah chapter 1.
他为这个圣，他会要回去重修墙垣。这个动机
The motive for him to return to rebuild the wall.
从第一章我们看到，这是动机就是爱。
From chapter 1, we can see that his motive is love.
他爱神，他爱民。
He loved God and loved man.
所以他很关心耶路撒冷那些弟兄姐妹的生活。
He cared for the livelihood of the brothers and sisters in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷圣城的景况。
And he also concerned about the condition of the city.
他虽然人生活在宫王宫里头
Even though he lived in the palace.
他当王的酒政这个是生活很好的。
He was a cupbearer for the king, and he had good life.
可是他的心呢，并没有离开耶路撒冷。
But his heart never left Jerusalem.
这个是尼希米的一种爱的关怀。
And that show his love.
因为他这种爱的关怀。
Because of his love and care.
所以他又还会有这个城墙的重修。
And that's why the city wall was able to be repaired.
我们如果发现教会这里破洞，那里也有软弱。
If we see holes or weaknesses in the church,
如果有尼希米的这种爱心，
If we have the love of Nehemiah,
那就很感谢神。
Then we have to give thanks to God.
很容易看到弟兄姐妹的软弱，教会的破洞。
It's very easy to see the weakness of brothers and sisters and the holes in the church.
但是看到这些的时候是怎么样？
But what happened if you see those things?
尼希米不是说啊，批评这个，批评那个。
Nehemiah did not criticize this or criticize that.
他并不是怪某某人。
He did not blame anyone.
他想到的是什么？
What was he thinking?
我要回去帮助他们。
I want to return and help them.
所以今天我们如果有尼希米这样的爱心，
If we have the love of Nehemiah,
那教会啊会得到很大的帮助。
It will be a great help for the church.
有一个尼希米，你看就可以使耶路撒冷的城墙重新修建起来。
One Nehemiah can repair the wall of the city.
所以第一章里面我们看到，他就很主动去查问，有人从耶路撒冷回来，兄弟问他耶路撒冷的情况是怎么样。
So when he asked the people that returned from Jerusalem about the condition of the city.
那些被掳啊，现在回到耶路撒冷去的啊，他就去重建圣殿了。他们现在在耶路撒冷的生活情况怎么样？
So he asked about the life in Jerusalem.
他所得到的是，百姓被掳，城墙都被烧毁。
What he heard was that the city wall has been burned.
常常遭到仇敌的那些攻击，
遭
打烂。
They were frequently attacked by their enemies.
那我们看尼希米第四节说，他听见这话就坐下，哭泣，悲哀几日。
In verse 4, after he heard these words, he sat down and wept.
在天上的神面前呢，禁食祈祷。
And he had fasting prayer.
这个是我们要学习的。
This is what we want to learn from him.
我们会看到教会的软弱，或者说弟兄姐妹的软弱。
When we see the weaknesses of our brothers and sisters or the church,
我们听到有些弟兄姐妹被魔鬼啊欺负了。
If we heard that our brothers or sisters has been attacked by Satan,
我们会想什么？
What will we be thinking?
我们会感觉到什么？
What will be our feeling?
我们会采取什么样的行动？
What kind of action will we take?
最正确的是尼希米的这种行动。
The most proper action would be the one that Nehemiah did.
所以保罗说，以哀哭人同哭。
Paul mentioned that we have to cry with those who are crying.
所以尼希米就哭了。
Nehemiah wept.
听到这个情况在哭。
After he heard the news, he
wept. 坐下来哭。
He sat down and wept.
可见他的心跟耶路撒冷那些弟兄姐妹的心是连在一起的。
We can see that his heart is joined with the hearts of those people in Jerusalem.
然后呢，他在天上的神面前禁食祈祷。
He had fasting prayer to the God in heaven.
他为何祈祷？
Why did he pray?
我们看第十一节。
Verse 11.
第十一节他就祈祷了一个目标。
That was his motive and goal of his prayer.
说现今呢，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。十一节。
Let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant.
他已经决心，我要回去帮助他们。
He has decided to return to help them.
要把城墙重修起来。
He wanted to rebuild the wall.
百姓的生活才会安定。
So that the life in the city will be stabilized.
才能专心来侍奉神。
So that they can concentrate in serving God.
不然的话，虽然圣殿盖好了。
Or else, now that the temple has been built,
常常遭大难，根本没有办法专心来侍奉神。
But they have been attacked frequently; they cannot concentrate on serving God.
所以他向天上的神禁食祈祷。
So he had fasting prayer to the God in heaven.
求神垂听，让他能够回去来完成这个工作。
He asked God to listen to his prayer so that he can return.And complete his work.
他那个祷告的精神也是很感动人的。
This is a very touching prayer.
我们看他这个禁食祷告。
Let's look at his prayer.
他说昼夜代求。
He pray day and night.
白天晚上都一直祷告。
He pray day and night.
昼夜代求。哎，代替全百姓认罪祈求。
He pray for all the people and confess.
第七节说，我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵行你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命。
In verse 7, he said, We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments.
他是、不是说、他们，而是说我们。
He didn't say they, but he said we.
所以他代表了、全民向神。悔改。
He represented the entire Israel people and repent before God.
然后呢，第八节说，求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中；但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，啊，你们被赶散的人，虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们召聚回来。带到我所选择立为我名的居所。
Verse 8. Remember, I pray the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. Verse 9. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you will cast out to the farthest part of the heavens, yet I will gather them from there and bring them to the place.Which I have chosen as a dwelling for my name.
这就是按神的旨意祷告。
He prayed according to the will of God.
抓住神的应许。
He grabs hold to the promise of God.
这种祷告是最有功效。
This is the most effective prayer.
第十节说。
Verse 10.
这都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用大能和、大力和大能的手所救赎的。
Now these are your servants and your people whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand.
好像摩西啊，向百姓祷告一样。
Just like the prayer of Moses.
神说要灭掉他们。
God wants to destroy the Israelites.
摩西说，这些都是你的百姓。
And Moses said to God, these are your people.
你用大能从埃及救出来。
You have used your great power to save them from Egypt.
神是爱自己的百姓。
God loves his own people.
所以神一定会垂听祷告。
God will listen to the prayer.
所以他既然能抓住神的应许，他就很有信心。
Since he was able to grab hold of the promise of God,
that's why he was faithful. 就是这样说了。
In verse 11,
这个就他祈求了。
That was his prayer.
主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷，和喜爱敬畏你们众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现在亨通，在王面前蒙恩。
Verse 11, O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name, and let your servant prosper this day. I pray.And grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer.
可见尼希米已经、有很多人跟他一起祷告了。
We can see that many people are praying together with Prophet Nehemiah.
开始是他一个人进行祷告。
In the beginning, it was him himself starting the fasting prayer.
后来有喜爱敬畏神的人，众人呢，众仆人一起祷告。
And later on.The servants, those who fear and love God, also pray with him.
这个祷告团契啊，建立起来。
As he established a prayer fellowship.
这个大概经过四个月的时间。
It took about 4 months.
所以他这种祷告，四个月的祷告。
He prayed for 4 months.
然后神就成全了。
And God fulfilled.His request.
所以第一章我们看到他的祷告。
In chapter 1, we see his prayer.
爱心的代求。
He's praying prayer with love.
功效最大。
It's very effective.
而且能够、 建立一个祷告的团契。
And he was also able to establish a prayer fellowship.
使徒时代的教会也是这样建立起来。
And that is how the churches in apostolic time was established.
他们那一些人跟十二个使徒在一个楼上啊，天天同心合意的恒切祷告。
The members pray together with the apostles in the upper room. They pray daily.
祷告了十天，圣灵就降下。
After they prayed for 10 days, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
所以祷告团契是一个开始，很好的开始。
Prayer fellowship is a good beginning.
那现在看第二章。
Now let's look at chapter 2.
这个第二章就是神已经垂听祷告。
God has listened to his prayer.
现在，尼希米说，现在，求神啊，让他们让他能够亨通哦，得到亨通的道路，顺利回到耶路撒冷去。
He asked God to give him prosper so that he can return to rebuild the city.
所以在第二章啊，尼希米就看见了神施恩的手。
And in chapter 2, he saw the merciful hand of God.
好像以斯拉一样。
Just like Ezra.
我们很重要，能够祷告到你看见神施恩的时候。
It is very important to pray until you see the merciful hand of God.
那就是神要开始动工。
That is when God is starting to work.
所以第二章记载说，亚达谢西王二十年的尼散夜，这个时候。
And in chapter 2, it mentioned that in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes.In the month of Nisan.
当他听到的时候啊，大概就是四个月前。
And when he first heard about the news, it was 4 months ago.
这个大概是三月啊，一般历的三月，那个他们前面那个是11月、12月左右。
And that was around March.
这个尼散月四月，大概是一般历的三四月啊。所以他们祷告也有四个月的时间。
So they pray about, they have been praying for about 4 months.、啊、
那他平常，他说当时按时他哦，都在胡士王的。
And he served the king.、
啊、胡士王他算九正啊，一定是每天啊不可以面带愁容啊，一定是很喜乐的面容来胡士啊。
He served the king as a cupbearer. That's why he has to have a cheerful appearance when he is serving the king.
但是祷告到现在他已经忘记了。
After 4 months of prayer, he forgot.
他已经内心的那种对圣城的那种挂念的心、啊、已经浮到他的脸上来。
The concern for the holy city.Has shown up on his face.
他没有办法再说啊，要好像不能够有这样的表现在王面前。他是一个很忠心的人，但是他已经没有办法了，那个已经浮现出来。
He can no longer put up a cheerful face in front of the king.
所以被王一发现，哎，今天怎么尼希米怎么面带愁容？
So the king noticed his facial expression and asked him, "How come you look sad?"
哦，但是王呢，却很了解他。
And God, the king knows him very well.
你没有病，但是为什么面带愁容？一定是心中有事。
You are not sick, but yet you look concerned. What is the matter?
哎，王很关心。如果平常这样的话，很失职。这个很失职，王一定很不高兴。哎，怎么这样？啊、
Typically, if you put up a sad face in front of a king, the king would be angry.
但是王没有生气，反而很关心，说：“哎，你既然没有病，面带愁容，一定是心中有愁患。啊”
And the king was not angry with him, and also asked him, "What is the matter?"
这个时候，尼希米很害怕。哎，哇，我失态了啊！
And Nehemiah was shocked. He realized that he has not performed well.
所以就把心中的事情讲出来。
So he told the king what was in his heart.
就是因为这样子，我怎么能没有愁容？
Because of this, that's why I look concerned.
所以他敬神爱民的心流露出来。
His heart of fearing God and loving the Israel people has shown up on his face.
王就问他说，那你要什么？
And the king asked, the king asked him, "Do you need anything?"
真是意想不到的。
And this is unexpected.
主动地说你要求什么？
And the king asked him, "What do you want? Do you need to ask for anything?"
你有什么需求？
Do you have any needs?
那我们看这句话说，于是我默祷天上的神。
In verse 4, then the king.Said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven.
我默祷天上的神。
He prayed silently to God.
他不是说王啊，等一下我去祷告，然后再来跟你说。
He did not say, "Oh, I'm going to go to pray and then I'll come back and tell you." He prayed silently.
心中默祷。
He prayed in his heart.
如果我们懂得这一招啊，那真是太好。
If we know this technique, it would be great.
随时随地都用得上。
We can use it anytime.
神都与我们同在。
God is with us.
带领我们一切的事情。
Will guide everything.
所以这一招我也常常学习。
And
默祷天上的神。
I also learned this technique many times and pray to God silently.
默祷。
No matter what I encounter, I'll just pray in silence.
感谢神。
Praise and thank God.
圣灵就会带领我。
And God will guide us.
很意外的，本来担心，哎，感觉到是意外的平安。
Surprisingly, you know, you will have peace.
好，那默祷天上的神之后啊，就对王说。
After he prayed to God, then he said to the king.
这个是不是尼希米本来想得到的
？And this is not something that Nehemiah was expecting.
我如果按照他自己的意思，我想他不敢这样讲，不敢这样求。
If it's according to his own will, he probably would not dare to make that kind of request.
我们看他求什么。
Let's look at what he asked the king.
他说仆人若在王面前蒙恩啊，王若喜欢啊，求王差遣我往犹大，到我列祖坟墓所在那里去，我好重新建造。
Verse 5, if it pleases the king and if Your servant has found favor in your sight. I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tomb, that I may rebuild it.
我们看他不是请假，不是请假。
He did not ask for a vacation.
如果按照平常就是说啊，王我请假啊，回去多久这样
？And typically he would, you know, we would say, "Oh, King, I need to take a vacation for this long a period of time."
那就完全不同了。
That's totally different.
可是他不是请假。
He did not ask for a vacation.
他说求王差遣我往犹大。
Please send me to Judah.
那王差遣做什么？当时当官啊。
If the king send you, then of course you will be an official for the king.
差遣他回到犹大做省长。
To Judah to become the governor.
而且一回去就是十二年。
And he returned to Judah for 12 years.
那王就说，那你要去多久？
And the king asked him, "How long do you need to go?"
他说十二年，这里没有写，但是后面有写。
He didn't say in this chapter, but later on he mentioned that.
您请假请十二年吗？
He asked for 12 years. Did anyone ask take a vacation for 12 years?
如果不是神告诉他的，他敢这样讲吗？
If it wasn't God asked him to ask in this manner, he probably would not dare to ask in this manner.
所以主耶稣说，你们被抓去公会的时候啊，你不要想要说什么话啊，要怎么说话，你不要想这个，圣灵到时候赐给你们当说的话。
And the Lord God told his Lord Jesus Christ, God told his people, do not.Think of what you need to say. Just go, and then I'll give you the words.
我看到我们有一些弟兄姐妹。
I've seen some brothers and sisters.
我带他们到医院去做个人布道。
I took them to the hospital to have a personal evangelism.
两个去。
Two by two.
他们很会做。
They did very well.
像那木道者做见证啊，那是一种征战，他们都会先木道。
They testified to the truth seekers and they would have silent prayer first.
一个人在见证，另外一个人就在那里祷告。
And one of them would testify and the other would have silent prayer.
这没有问题的。
This is very good.
见证很有力量。
The testimony will become very powerful.
我讲话的时候，他们也祷告。
And when I'm speaking, they pray for me.
所以圣灵就在讲话。
And it is the Holy Spirit that is speaking.
在医院布道，他们尝试到神的同在，神迹奇事的显明。
In the hospital evangelisms, they experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
是不一样的。
This is different.
彼得医院被抓去，你看圣灵充满，彼得就讲话了。
And when Peter and John, they were captured and they were filled by the Holy Spirit and then Peter spoke.
那些工会人听到吓到哇，这么厉害。
And those people were shocked after they heard Peter spoke.
胆量这么大。
You are so bold and brave.
讲的道理这么有力量。
And your speech is so powerful.
哦，比我们更有学问啊。
You are more knowledgeable than us.
无学的小民怎么会讲这种话？
They have not been educated.
胆量怎么这么大？
How can they speak so well and are so bold?
很意外，很惊讶。
They were very surprised at Peter.
看清楚一点啊，耶稣的门徒。
And after they look closer, they are the disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们看不到。
But they cannot see that.
虽然跟过耶稣，如果没有圣灵充满，还是一样的。
If you have followed Jesus, but if you do not have the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then you would not have this type of boldness.
必圣灵充满，然后讲出来的话。
First, you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then you will have the boldness to speak.
所以我看尼西米讲这个话，真的是，他默祷说，神的灵感动他讲。
When I see the words that spoken by Nehemiah is first he has to pray and then touched by the Spirit.
那我在读圣经的第六节这里也说，那个时候王后啊坐在王的旁边，哇，这个是很有意思。
In verse 6, the queen was beside the king, sitting beside the king.
但是呢，王后没有讲话。
But the queen did not say anything.
这个就不容易了。
That was not easy.
去那么久。
You want to live for this long?
没有讲话。王后如果讲话就很。
She didn't say anything, but if she had spoken, the result may be different.
王后也在那里也知道听到，但是呢，她没有说话。
The queen heard his request, but she kept silent.
所以这个事情里面是神在带领，都是很意外的。
This proved that this is the guidance of God.
神所赐的出人意外的平安。
God give us extraordinary peace.Peace.
所以定住期以后，于是王喜欢差遣我去，很喜欢差遣我去。
So it was pleased to the king to send him to Judah.
那尼希米啊，再进一步。
Then Nehemiah go one step further.
说王若喜欢，求王再赐给我这个诏书。
And also, if it pleases you, king, please.Send me a letter as well.
这个他想得很周到。
And his thought was very careful.
因为他回去，他要重修这个城墙，他需要很多材料。
For him to go back and repair the city, he needs many material.
所以他要求王做这样的帮助。
So he asked the king for help.
最后我们看到说，王就允准我。因我神施恩的手帮助我。
God, the king allowed and helped him because God was helping him.
凡所求的王全部都允准。
Everything that he requested from the king granted him.
说我神施恩的手帮助我。
The merciful hand of my God helped me.
这个是尼希米的信心啊。
That was his faith.
他就很顺利来回到了耶路撒冷来。
Then he went smoothly went to Jerusalem.
你看第九节，因为他当官嘛，所以王派军长马兵护送。
Because he was the governor, then the king gave him armies and soldiers.
这个跟以斯拉这个祭司不相同啊。
And this is different from Ezra.
尼希米回来当官的时候，有人护送，哇，很荣耀回来。
Nehemiah was guarded by the soldiers and horsemen.
但是呢，我们看第十节。
Please look at verse 10.
回来之后啊，那些周围的，哦，这里说何伦人、参巴拉。
In verse 10, it mentioned that.
还有为奴的亚文人多比亚。
Sanballa and Tobiah.
啊，还有听见说。哦，以色列有人回来要为以色列人求好处，就甚恼怒。
They heard that a man was returning to help the Israel people, and they were angry.
这个是仇敌第一个反应。
That was the first reaction of his enemy.
恼怒。
They were angry.
那尼希米他知道了。
Nehemiah knew that.
所以他到了耶路撒冷住了三天。
After he had arrived in Jerusalem,
这三天呢
for 3 days,
他都利用晚上起来。
He used the nice night time.
还有几个贴身的人一起起来。
And some of his men, his follower, close follower.
但是呢，下面一句话很重要。
The next sentence is very important.
说神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉你。
What God had wanted me to do in this city, I have not told you.
尼希米想要做什么？
What did Nehemiah wanted to do?
是谁告诉他的？
Who told him that?
神告诉他的。
God.
所以说我们立志行事，神运行在我们心里。
If we make determinations and God is working within us,
尼希米就是这样哦。
And that is how, in the case of Nehemiah,
神在他心里让他知道你要做什么。
God let him know what he should do.
但是他不告诉人。
He did not tell the other people.
所以他要起来先观察，利用晚上啊起来观察。
So he observed during the night time.
因为他要把这个城墙啊重修起来。
Because he wanted to repair the city wall.
所以他要利用晚上先观察，详细去看这个城墙的破坏的情况。
So he used the night time to check out the city wall.
第十六节说
，In verse 16,
我往哪里去？我做什么事？官长都不知道。
And the other official did not know where he went.
啊，我还没有告诉犹大的平民、祭司、贵族、官长，还其余的工做工的人。
He hasn't told the Jews or the priests or the other workers as well.
就看出尼希米他在做工作的时候呢，他是很谨慎的人。
We can see that he go about his work very carefully.
他一定要先自己先详细的了解。
First, he has to understand the situation.
要带领大家来做一件事情。
Because to bring people to do one to do a certain thing.
事先有详细的了解之后
，you first have to have a good understanding.
那然后要来带领大家的时候啊，就更容易了。
Then it's easy to bring people to follow you.
所以他了解了之后啊，再告诉大家。
After he have understand the condition of the wall,
十七节啊
，in verse 17,
十七节说，以后我就对他们说了啊。
In verse 17, he said,
我们所遭遇的难，耶路撒冷怎么样荒凉，城门被火焚烧啊，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste and its gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem.
这个尼希米就详细跟他们说明他所看到所了解的。
And Nehemiah tell the people what he had seen and what he what his understanding.
所以在勉励他们说来吧我们来重建
He encouraged them to repair the city wall
免得再受凌辱
so that they would not be attacked again.
你们都看见了就是大家都有同样的了解了
You have seen that means everyone has the same understanding
让大家看到的都一样
So everybody is seeing the same thing.
圣城真的，你看，就是破坏到这种，大家看到了都一样。
And this is the level of destruction, and we all see the same thing.
所以带领大家工作之前，让大家都看见的都一样，哦，就是就很好做了。
When we lead people to do something or anything, if everybody has the same understanding, then it will be very easy to.To start the work.
如果还没有共识，就是大家还没有看到的不一样，那就很难办了。
If people are seeing different things and do not have the same understanding, then it will be very difficult to proceed.
所以看见的一样，那就很好办事了。
If you see the same thing, then it would be easy to proceed.
所以我也学习林希米这个方法。
And this is the what I also learned from Nehemiah.
一件事情要告诉他之前，我一定事先去了解。
Before I tell anybody about a certain thing, I would first try to understand it first.
而且经过祷告，我已经知道该怎么做。
And after prayer, I already know what should be done.
然后啊，就带领大家。
Then I let the other people know.
大家都一样的看见，了解这个事情。
Then they will see the same thing and have the same understanding.
有不了解的，再让他们看清楚一点。
And for those that who do not understand, I will show them again.
我有的只有看到一部分，我说这边你再看一看。
And some only see partial picture, then I will show them the rest of the picture.
我说你在这边再看一看。
For those who see the other side, see the other view, I will also ask them to see more clearly.
好，那大家都看见了。
Until everybody see the same thing.
那就可以啊，怎么做就可以讲了。
Then I can tell them what to do.
啊，那你看，我们这样做好吗
？If we do so, would that be okay?
大家都会说好。
Then everyone will say okay.
没有争论的。
There will not be any argument.
这个尼希米的方法。
This is the method of Nehemiah.
然后大家既然有共识了
，Since everyone have the same understanding,
就加以勉励。
He encouraged them.
是信心的勉励。
This is the encouragement of their faith.
大家都知道需要，现在要做，但是呢，接下来就是信心的问题。
We all know the needs. We all want to do it. The next step would be the issue of faith.
十八节
Verse 18.
我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎么样帮助我。
I told them of the hand of my God, which has been good upon me.
并王对我所说的话，我都告诉他们。
And the king's word that has The king has spoken to me.
让他们也看见神施恩的手怎么样帮助带领这个尼希米回到这里。
The people also see the hand of God, how God brought him back.
一个带领的人呢，一定要有这种信心。
For a leader, they have to have this kind of faith.
看见神施恩的手
see the hand of God.
不但自己看见，还要让所有的百姓看见。
Not only he himself see the work the hand of God but he also need to let the people see the hand of God
大家的信心就起来了一样的
then everyone's faith will be strengthened
所以他们就说了
and they reply
马上反应就出来了
then the reaction
他们就说我们起来建造吧你看
and they all agree and say we should go and repair the city
说于是他们奋勇做这善工
thereforeThey do this work bravely.
从神在我们的心里动善工开始。
The work starts from our heart when God touched our heart.
就是尼希米啊。
That was Nehemiah.
然后他要感动一些人跟他一起祷告。
Then he moved, he brings some people to pray together with him.
王的这个允许，施恩的手帮助王，允许他一切所求的。
And the king.Answer, give him all his requests.
回到耶路撒冷来。
And he returned to Jerusalem.
现在要带领大家来重修城墙。
Now he he led the people, then he led the people to repair the city wall,
完成这个善工,
to complete the good work.
所以尼希米的这种带领很好。
The leadership of Nehemiah was very good.
我从圣经学习这个方法。
I learned this method from the Bible.
那十九节说这个这些敌人啊开始了，你看你如影随形，他说他离不开了，都在这里。
And then the enemy started to work as well.
随时都在身边的。
They are not far from them.
但是呢，这个和参巴拉啦、亚门人啊，这个多比亚，还再加上一个亚拉伯人，基善。
And they added another enemy, Gisham.
前面只有两个，现在三个了。
Originally only Sanballat and Tobiah, now they added Gisham.
前面只有恼怒，没有讲话。
They were angry, but they didn't say much.
现在讲话了。
And now they start to speak.
讥笑藐视。
They despise Nehemiah and they laugh at Nehemiah.
但是尼希米怎么回应呢？
How did Nehemiah reply?
二十节。
Verse 20.
说我回答他们说，天上的神必使我们亨通。
He said, the God of heaven himself will prosper us.
信心的回答。
This is the answer with faith.
我们做他的仆人要起来建造。
We as his servants will rise and build.
这是我们的，这是我们的责任。
This is our duty.
那你们却是跟耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念。
You are no part. You have no part with the city.
所以不相干。
So you have. It's nothing to do with you.
不受影响。
It doesn't affect you.
重修这个城墙的时候，我遇到这些。
When he
这阻挡是不一样的，性质完全不一样。
This is the obstacle of Nehemiah.
那么这些在今天我们属灵上是很重要。
And today spiritually is also very important for us.
在我们个人灵修的生活，这个是。重修这个城墙是我们灵修的生活。
In our spiritual life, which is also repairing of the city wall.
从我们个人来讲是灵修的生活。
Personally, repairing the city wall represents our spiritual life.
是我们侍奉的生活。
Is your life of serving God.
至高至于我们家庭的信仰的生活，整个教会的信仰团契的生活。
The life, the life of your family and also the life of the fellowship of church.
参巴拉啦、多比亚还有基善这些人的存在。
We will encounter the attack of Sanballat, Tobiah and Gisham.
他会来破坏。
They will come and destroy us.
但是呢，我们一定要像尼希米这样。
We have to be like Nehemiah.
第一个信心。
First, we have to have faith.
第二个，责任。
Second, you have to have responsibility.
两只脚这样站稳。
You have to stand strong.
右脚好像信心一样很坚定站稳。
The right foot is like faith, stand strong.
左脚就是我们的责任。
Left foot is your duty. You
很坚定。
Stand firm.
那就不怕。
Then you will not be afraid.
如果稍微动摇啊，就会受影响。
If you are shaken, then you will be affected by your enemy.
这个是尼希米啊，所表现出来让我们可以学习的。
This is what we can learn from Prophet Nehemiah.
今天教会里面要建立这个团契的生活。
Today, in the church, we need to build up the life of fellowship.
我们看使徒时代的教会。
If we look at the churches during the apostolic time,
三千人受洗之后，接下来就是要过团契的生活。
After the 3,000 were baptized, the next step would be to live a life of fellowship.
那这个团契的生活，我们会看到第五章的时候。
When we study chapter 5, we can see the life of fellowship.
亚拿尼亚夫妇的事件。
The incidents of the couple of Ananias.
开始有私心进来了。
They have selfishness in their heart.
那个私心从哪里来？
Where is that selfishness came from?
彼得很警醒，一下子就看出来了。
And Peter was alert and he noticed that immediately.
他看到撒旦。
He saw Satan.
为什么撒旦充满你的心？
Why is Satan filled in your heart?
因为撒旦看了，他要破坏这个耶路撒冷教会，只要把团契破坏掉就可以了。
To destroy the church in Jerusalem, all he needs to do is to destroy the fellowship.
所以借着亚纳尼亚夫妇啊，这个进来。
Through Ananias and his wife, Satan entered the church.
结果呢，彼得把他除掉。
And Peter destroyed them.
所以众教会更敬畏神。
And the entire church feared God even more.
神迹奇事的更显明。
And many miracles and wonders.
到了第六章，
in chapter 6,
又出现一个问题。
They encounter another problem.
那第六章是什么问题？
What was the problem in chapter 6?
有怨言啊，这个教会里面出现怨言啊。
There were complaints within the church.
这个都会破裂的，这个破洞的。
All this will crack the church.
一个团契里面呢，有私心进来啊，也会破掉。
If you have selfishness within the fellowship, then you will have holes.
再来有怨言出来也会破掉。
If you have complaints within the fellowship, you will also have holes.
所以十二使徒啊，一发现这个有怨言出来，马上处理。
So when the 12 apostles noticed that there were complaints, they take immediate action.
哇，知道这个怨言是从哪里来？
Where were those complaints came from?
因为他们没有办法啊照顾到所有的人的这个
习
惯的问题。
They were not able to care for all the members regarding their.
开始的时候人数少还可以。
And when the membership was small, they were able to handle.
现在人数增加这么多了，十二个使徒真的是人手不足了。
Now that the membership have increased, the 12 apostles can no longer handle the daily activities.
但因为忙的不忙忙的没有去发现这个问题。
They were so busy, they did not realize that, you know, they have neglected those issues.
怨言呢出来了，声音跑出来了。
So those words of complaints.Was hurt.
所以他马上就来处理这个问题。
And they took action.
赶快从你们当中选出七个人，我们派他们来管理这个事情。
So they selected 7 people to be in charge.
结果呢，这个事情就消除了。
And they resolved that issue.
所以又是大家更同心。神的道更加兴旺在耶路撒冷。
And the church become more united, and the church become even more prosper in the Jerusalem.
让我们看出说，这个教会的发展兴旺，跟信徒的这种生活关系最密切。
The prosper and the growth of the church is tied closely to the life of the members.
那么读使徒行传，你就会看得出来，跟生活的关系最密切。
If you study the book of Acts, then you will realize
福音会不会兴旺
？Where the gospel will be prosper?
不是先到的工作怎么热闹多热闹？不是。
It's not because how hard you work or how well you plan your evangelism.
你读使徒行传，你怎么看都看不出来的。
You cannot see that in the book of Acts.
看不到他们有什么美好的宣道计划，看不出来的。
You did not see any plan for evangelism.
但是可以看到他们那种团契的生活，
you、
很清楚的。
You can see the fellowship among the members.
这个让我想到主耶稣一句话。
This remind me of a word spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ.
教会就是他的羊圈。
Church is his sheep.
我们就是这个羊圈是不能有破洞的。
And this sheep, the gate, the wall around surrounding the sheep should not have holes.
所以就是说，在这个圈外，我另外有羊。
Outside of this fold of sheep, I have another fold.
我会 带他们来。
I will bring them.
他们也要归一群，他听我的声音，归一群，啊，合成一群，归一个牧人。
Those sheep will listen to my voice and join the fold and become one fold.
如果教会这个羊圈很坚固啊，这个团契啊很坚固。
If the fellowship is strong within the church,
那你试试看，主耶稣会不会把羊群带进来？
Then you will test. Let's see if our Lord Jesus Christ will bring more sheep to this fold.
我第一次到大拉斯教会看到。参加他们的一个祷告团契，哇，这里有祷告团契，这么好。
And the first time I joined, I attend the prayer fellowship of the Dallas Church, and I was surprised that they have a prayer fellowship, and that was good.
啊，我看得很高兴。
I was joyful, and I prayed with them.
嗯。第二年就听到说，哎，有一群人跑进来了。
And the second year, I heard that there's a group of people joining the church.
这个很清楚的。
That was very clear.
不是去找的，他带来，就是带进来。
You don't have
to 带进来。
You don't have to go find. Our Lord Jesus Christ will bring them to the fold.
所以你要照顾这个羊圈呐，不要破洞。
You have to take care of this fold of sheep.
你不用担心，主耶稣会一直带进来，一直带进来。
If you take care of this fold, then our Lord Jesus Christ will bring more sheep to the fold.
你城墙没有盖好，你说圣殿怎么样？啊，没有用。
If the wall is not ready, then it's useless.
进进出出，进来了出去，进来了出去。
Some will come in and some will go out.
所以呢，这个很重要。团契如果能够建立起来。
You have to establish a strong fellowship.
真的，主耶稣会把他的羊带进来，合成一群，归一个牧人。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ will bring more sheep to the fold. 哎，
所以希望说我们从尼西米记里头来学习，怎么样来建立团契。
And this is how we learn from the book of Nehemiah.
那这个团契要从我们个人的灵修建立。
And the fellowship start from individual spiritual life.
因为这个都是一个，你不能破洞的。一个人破洞就会进来了。
If there's a hole in one of the member, then Satan can enter.
亚拿尼亚夫妇破洞，啪就进来了。
And when Ananias and his wife has holes, then
为什么
the Satan enter?
马上就死掉。为什么神会这么严厉处理这个事情
？Why did they die immediately? Why did God treat that so severely?
为什么神那么紧张
？Why was God so anxious?
因为这个是他魔鬼的诡计，很厉害的。
Because that is the trick of the Satan.
我们人看起来这个没有什么严重嘛。
And from our human perspective, it may not appear to be a very severe thing.
但是神很紧张啊，就去马上除掉，不然的话不得了。
But God was anxious, and He immediately took action.
哦，所以我们要了解这个很重要。
We have to realize that was important.
我们这也讲到这里，同心默祷。
Please bow and pray in silence.